Good evening, Audio Boo Birds. This is Ben Blumgren, blind birder on Skype, Twitter, Audio Boo, and Foursquare. It is a wonderful evening here in Scottsdale, Arizona. A little bit cool, but nice. We're having mid-70s this week. Yeah, yeah! We're talking 25 centigrade. It's in the cards. Yeah, yeah! And then the bird out to follow Friday as we go back into the 60s. Winter in the desert. Don't you love it? I'm booing tonight on the boo-up idea by Mr. Stefano Landi, Mr. James McColgan, Bernie Goldbach, and Mr. Paul Lawrence of Arabia, Omani. et alia, as the Latin would actually say. I think Audio Boo could do a cool thing with this. Being that Audio Boo is not particularly that well known outside the blind/blindness community, especially over on the left-hand side of the pond, i.e. North America. I hear it's popular in Latin America, although I don't know. But up here in the U.S. and Canada, it's not very well known. I mean, you know, it's not like it's a household name. It is for me. I love Audio Boo. Especially the soundscapes. James McColgan, you're a stud. Mr. TurboStream. Oh, yeah. Wonderful. You know, I love the soundscape stuff. Especially being that you guys are in other countries that I've never been to. And you're crazy enough to walk in the cold. And do stuff in the cold. Believe me, when I lived in the Denver area of Colorado, it would have tested my huevos, I'll just say, to see if I could have booed when it was stupid below zero or, you know, 2 feet of snow and all that bullcrap. It would have been interesting if I could have done it. But I didn't know about Audio Boo really until 2011, and I really got into it in 2012. I kind of discovered Audio Boo and the sport of cricket around the same time, coincidentally. But I think Audio Boo could do a good thing with this over here on this side of the pond. You know, pick a location like, you know, no location is going to be perfect, because then the Europeans have to spend money to come over here, and the Americans who are not in X city have to spend money and time to go from Y to X city, and blah, 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 blah. You're screwed there. But if we did it in a place like New York, Chicago, you know, where there's lots of flights, lots of this, lots of that, and we kind of did it up good, you know, Audio Boo could really capitalize on this and get its name out more over here. You know, being that over here, like I said, it's not very well known. You know, even in the blind community, it's kind of known. It's pretty well known. You know, I like to go into the recent booths and like to go into the nearby booths if I travel. I love to go into the nearby booths and just see what's going on. And I'll hear the infamous, you know, double tap sound, and I'll go, oh, voiceover user, ooh, 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 let me see. So yeah, you know, I love doing that sort of thing. But if we can't do anything on this side of the pond, Dublin would be awesome. London would be good too. A lot of Americans, you know, want to go to Ireland or have thought of going to Ireland or whatever.
Hey, we're in a jacuzzi. Where were you?
Oh.
It's not hot, but it's decent.
Ah.
I was yelling for you.
I didn't hear ya.
Sorry.
Anyway, just my thoughts. I will talk to y'all soon. Bye.